Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Joe Zimmel and Valerie Friedman.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Most times, it's better to work with nature than against it. Take shade, for example. I often field questions for what to plant in a mossy, shady spot under trees. My answer is moss. We're blessed in New England with mostly cool, moist weather conditions. As we all know, moss grows well in those conditions, covering the ground, rocks, stone walls, and even old tree stumps. So why work against Mother Nature? Moss makes a perfect no-mow ground cover, spreads on its own, and looks beautiful 12 months of the year. Start in a mostly shady area with a little dappled light, slightly acidic, well-drained soil, and good moisture. There's a wide variety of moss types. Sheet or carpet moss is fast-growing, spreading along the ground and over rocks, creating a lawn of moss. Tree moss grows taller at 4 to 6 inches high. Cushion moss, like sandy soil, and fern moss grows well on wet slopes. Check with local garden centers or online for the best moss choices. Once planted, keep it well watered and it'll start spreading. For those with more patience, you can try to spread the native mosses yourself. Make a moss milkshake by taking a small handful of native moss, 1 cup of buttermilk, and enough water to make a slurry. Blend it up and paint this mixture on rocks and branches in the forest, and even clay pots and bricks. Water the moss mixture regularly and move the pots and bricks into a shady spot until established. Not everyone has success with moss milkshakes, but it might be fun to try. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about beets. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.